Why did the sun go to school? To get brighter, of course. Why did the pig stop sunbathing? Because he was baking in the sun. In John chapter 8, Jesus makes this claim. He says, I am the light of the world. Now, what is the light of the world, physically speaking? That would be the sun. And what would happen to the world if that light were taken away? Our world would plunge into darkness. Photosynthesis would stop. All plant life would die on land and in the sea. All the fish would die. All land animals and people would die. The temperature would drop. The oceans would freeze. And the earth would become a ball of ice. Physically speaking, we are totally dependent on the sun for all life on our planet. Now today we're going to read how Jesus makes this incredible statement, I am the light of the world. Now before we charge in, let's look at the who, where, what. So who? Jesus is speaking to the Jewish religious leaders. Where? They're in the temple near the treasury. What's going on? Jesus is going head to head with the religious leaders. John 8, verse 12, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This is the second of Jesus' seven I am statements found in the book of John. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. And all these statements say two things about Jesus. First, that he's God. And second, they tell us characteristics about Jesus. So first, he is God. Each one alludes back to Moses and the burning bush, where God tells Moses that he is I am. And then, for characteristics, each one describes the person, the work, and the glory of Jesus Christ. And we're just going to look at three statements made by Jesus in this passage. First, he gives us his identity. I am the light of the world. Then a condition. Follow me. And if you follow him, there's a result. Number three, you will not walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life. So first he says, number one, I am the light of the world. This man, this Jesus, he comes out of nowhere. Actually, worse than nowhere. He comes out of Galilee. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Says Nathanael. To these religious leaders, Jesus is a nobody from nowhere, and he makes this audacious statement. Now, in Scripture, light was symbolic of wisdom and knowledge, righteousness, gladness, and life. So basically, Jesus is saying, I am the source of all wisdom. I am the source of all righteousness, all gladness, and all life. All light, and therefore all life, comes from me. Now, I remember a friend telling me, he said, wherever I go, there are no clouds. Even on cloudy days, there's always sun over my head. There might be clouds all around everywhere else, but over my head, it's sunny. And then he went on to say that he thought he was the Messiah. And I thought, you're out of your mind. Jesus makes such a bold claim. And as C.S. Lewis says, he must either be a liar, a lunatic, or Lord. People argue that Jesus is just a good teacher, but Jesus did not leave that option open to us. Either he is the light of the world, or he's a villain, or a madman. Here Jesus claims to be greater than all the other prophets combined. He claims to be the source of all knowledge and all life. He claims to be God. As all life on earth is dependent on the sun, so all life and all of your life is dependent on Jesus. The trajectory of your life is completely dependent on what you do with Jesus. And Jesus says simply, he gives us the condition, number two, follow me. His first call to you is not to lead, but to follow. not to be a super good person and to accomplish amazing things, but just to watch where he's going and go with him. There is a fork in the road. There's a choice before you to believe or not to believe, to follow or not to follow. And Jesus says, if you follow, everything will change for you. Number three, you will have the light of life. He says, you won't walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life. Light and life come from Jesus alone. He does not say, I am a light in this world. No, he says, I am the light of the world. There is none besides me. You've heard of others who claim to give light. Muhammad, Buddha, Hare Krishna. Darkness, darkness, darkness. Jesus and Jesus only is the light of the world. Consider the implications of not following Jesus. Whoever does not follow Jesus will walk in darkness and will not have the light of life. No light, no life. No illumination, no understanding. At this fork in the road, there are two paths. The path of light and the path of darkness. If you follow Jesus, you will not walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life. Just as sunlight brings life to plants and animals, so Jesus' light gives life, eternal life, abundant life to all who meet this one condition. They follow. If you've never put your faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that right now. Jesus, who went to the cross for you, who shed his blood to make the payment for your sin, he took God's wrath on himself so that you would not have to take God's wrath on yourself. He took God's judgment so that you wouldn't be judged. I encourage you, commit yourself to following Jesus Christ, and he will give you the light of life.